Today, we continue with lesson number 43 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We continue in Perek Yud Aleph in the 11th Perek, today with Mishneh Vov and Zayin, with the 6th and 7th Mishnah. We learned several times in previous Mishnayos the principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo, that in the case of hatoras haneder by a chocham, if part of the neder becomes mutar, the entire neder falls away. And this was a teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Now, we're going to be raising the issue not of a hatorah of the chacham, of which the principle applies, neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo, but rather with a haforah, the haforah expressed by a father over his daughter's neder, or by a husband over his wife's neder. Do we also say the principle of neder shehufar miktsoso hufar kulo? And similarly, we haven't stressed this yet, although we've mentioned it. The father or husband have the power not only of hafora, of nullifying the vows of daughter or wife, but also have the power of hakoma or kium. They can ratify, validate, give their stamp of approval to a wife's or a daughter's neder. And the question becomes here too, is a kiyum b'miktsas, a partial kiyum, a full kiyum? Do we say neder shehukam miktsoso hukam kulo, or not? Now, Rabbi Akiva, who is not mentioned in the Mishnah we're about to study, but who is quoted in the Gemara as saying that his principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo extends also to the haforas nedorim and to the kiyum nedorim of a father or husband. Namely, Rabbi Akiva extends the principle of neder shehutar miktsoso hutar kulo to neder shehufar miktsoso hufar kulo, and also neder shehukam miktsoso hukam kulo. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah, however, is following Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. And let us see now what his opinion is. Omra, if a woman says, a daughter or a wife says, Konom te'enim va'anovim elu she'eni to'emes, I'm not going to taste these figs and grapes. These figs and grapes are to me like a konom, like a korban. And the husband, let's say, give the example of the husband, the same would apply to a father. The husband says, Kiyem la te'enim. Oh, you're not eating figs anymore? That's terrific. But he doesn't say anything about the grapes. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Kulo kayam. Neder shehukam miktsoso. Part of it, the te'enim part, was ratified, was approved of. The entire neder, even that about the grapes, is also kayam. However, so in this respect, Rabbi Yishmael would agree to Rabbi Akiva that neder shehukam miktsoso hukam kulo. However, suppose the woman makes a neder that figs and grapes are also to holak a korban. And the husband says, no way, hefer la te'enim. Te'enim, I can't have that. That can't be. He issues a hafora for the te'enim. But he didn't issue a hafora for the anovim. Says Rabbi Yishmael, eino muforat sheyofer af lo anovim. Then the neder is not mufor, and she is usur to eat both figs and grapes. Grapes because there was no hafora, te'enim because te'enim there was only a miktsas hafora, and we say that neder shehufar miktsoso lo hutar kulo. The reason for this, the Gemara explains, is the difference in the phrasing between Isha Yikimenu, her husband has the power of Kiyum, and Isha Yifeirenu, the husband has the power of Haforo. Isha Yikimenu, Rabbi Yishmoel Darshins, means Yikimenu Yokim Mimenu, that he has the power of issuing a Kiyum over part of the Neder, which then extends to the entire Neder. However, when it comes to Isha Yifeirenu, the drosha is Yifeirenu Yofer Oso. He has the power to be Mefer the entire Neder. But if he is not Mefer the entire Neder, but only partly, then the Neder is not Mufor at all. So say some Mefarshim. Other Mefarshim say that which he was Mefer, in the example of the Mishnah, the Te'enim, that's Mufor. But that does not extend to the Anovim, that the meaning of Nedeshe Hufar Mikzoso Lo Hufar Kulo means Nedeshe Hufar Mikzoso Mikzoso Hufar. In our example, the Hafora was for the Te'enim, and now she may eat. However, lo hufar kulo, his hafara does not extend to the Yanovim. This is a machlokes among the Meforshei HaMishneh. The Ran, who is a basic Meforish that we study when we study Gemara Nedorim, understands it as I just explained to you, that the hafara b'miktsas, on that miktsas remains a hafara, but lo hufar kulo, that which he was not mefer, is not Mufor. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmoel. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says Neder Shehu Kam Miktsoso Hu Kam Kulo, and Neder Shehu Far Miktsoso Hu Far Kulo. Rabbi Yishmoel makes a distinction. By Hakoma, he says Neder Shehu Kam Miktsoso Hu Kam Kulo. But with reference to Hafora, he says no. Neder Shehu Far Miktsoso Lo Hu Far Kulo. The Gemara quotes a brisa in which the Chachomim disagree with both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel. And they hold that both with reference to Hafor and with reference to Hakomo, Masha Hefer Hefer U Masha Kiyem Kiyem, that which he was Mekayim, he's Mekayim, it was Mekayim the Te'enim, so the Te'enim stand, but the Anovim are still open to Hafor. And similarly, if the Hafor was on the Te'enim and not on the Anovim, she can eat Te'enim, she cannot eat Anovim. In other words, we say, according to the Chachomim, Neder Shehukam Miktsoso Lo Hukam Kulo, and Neder Shehufar Miktsoso Lo Hufar Kulo, and the Halacha, Paskin like the Rambam, is like the Chachomim, not like our Mishnah. Omra, but suppose a woman says, not together, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. Figs and grapes should be to me like a korban. But rather she says, separately, konom omra konom te'enim she'eni to'emes. I'm not going to taste figs. Va'anovim she'eni to'emes. And I'm not going to taste grapes. Hare'elu shnei nedorim. These are two separate vows, and obviously a hakoma for one has nothing to do with the other, and a hafora for one has nothing to do with the other. This was Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zion, fascinating halacha. Suppose the husband didn't learn Mishnah Yomi, and doesn't know all the ins and outs of nedorim and hafora. And she, his wife, makes a neder. And he comes along, and he heard her make a neder on Sunday, and he didn't issue a hafora on Sunday. He didn't issue a hafora b'yom shama'o. And now he says, Yodeya anisha yesh nedorim. I knew that there's such a thing as a person making a neder. So my wife said that she's not going to eat bananas, so I knew that there is such a neder. Havaleni yodeya sheyesh meferin. Nobody told me that I, the husband, have the power to nullify our vows. Had I known that, I would have said, no way. Yofer. So he, and even though now it's no longer the Yom Shomo, he heard it Sunday morning, now it's already Thursday morning, or 4 weeks later. That is his new Yom Shomo. Yofer, he can issue a hafora now. Because Yom Shomo means the day in which he heard her neder and knew that he had the power to nullify it. If he didn't know that he had the power to nullify it, that's not considered hearing the neder. Suppose the opposite. Yodeya ani sheyesh mefeirin. I know that a husband has the right for haforas nedorim. I learned the parsha in Chumash, in Parshas Matos. I didn't know that what she was saying is really a valid neder. That's the pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. Or the Ran says, I didn't know that the neder she made was one of the kinds of nedorim inu nefesh or beino leveino that I, husband, have the power over. Rameir omer lo yofer. Rameir says, too late. He knew that he had the power of Haforah, and he didn't exercise that power, which he should have had. So he didn't know if the neder was valid or good or blah, blah, blah. There's a difference. Heard his wife met a neder, his instinctive reaction should be, Mufalach. And he didn't do that, and he knew that he could do that, he didn't. Lo yofer. Too late. The Chachamim omrim yofer, the Chachamim say no. He could be Mayfair on the day that he found out that this was indeed a valid neder, which he could, did have the authority over in order to do issue the Haforah. That day, albeit a month later, when he found out that the neder that she made was either a valid neder or was a neder that he has power over, that day is his Yom Shomo, and on that day, Yofer, he can issue the Haforah, even though it's not the day that he first literally heard of the Neder, but a long time later. And so we have finished lesson number 43.